You know, it was the old journalistic question. How's it feel tonight?
Feels good. We had a great opportunity to build a team. We had over 3,000 volunteers across the state. The grassroots approach to winning elections really does work. That's evident tonight. We had folks making phone calls over the last couple of weeks identifying, you know, all the folks that believe like we do in literally smaller government and then repealing Obamacare and replacing it. Talking about the energy policy and the fact that we've actually got to have a real energy policy for a change. Retiring Harry Reid as the Senate Majority Leader. Those are things that we've talked about with people in South Dakota and have found very, very strong feelings about those issues, and they want to see us get to Washington and start getting results. So the primary election is behind us, but the general is ahead of us, and we've got to be working to build a bigger coalition of not just conservative Republicans, but of independents and conservative Democrats as well. The reason? They all believe in South Dakota common sense, and they want to see more of that in Washington and a lot less Washington in South Dakota.
How will you handle Democrat Rick Weiland and the others? I mean, not to go into your strategy box, but just in a general sense.
Well, we'll share our message and we'll share what we believe in. We believe in repealing Obamacare and replacing it with a market-driven plan. And we think that's going to be different than some of the other folks. We believe in the Keystone Pipeline. We want to see it built. We really disagree with the president's plan for a national energy policy, which is to raise taxes to the tune of about $1,700 per family on every American family today. And that's a terrible kind of an energy policy. We want to pass the RAINS Act, which would require that bureaucrats in the future, if they want to pass new rules, it's got to be approved by the House and the Senate. Just like in South Dakota, where we have a rules review committee that stops rules from being passed unless they're in accordance with what the legislature believes is correct. That's just the beginning of it. And along the way, you're also going to hear discussions about the Second Amendment and about how we believe strongly in the Second Amendment. And but there's going to be some differences between what we think is necessary for gun registration versus what some other people want to do to gun owners in the future. And I think there's going to be some very clear and distinct differences between us and our competition.
I wonder, any reflections, Governor, on just how pivotal this South Dakota race may be to winning back Republican control of the U.S. Senate?
The only way that we win the United States Senate is if we send a Republican senator back to Washington, D.C. And if we do, we can be one of six, and it's going to take six in order to make the change and retire Harry Reid. They need new leadership in the United States Senate, and without that new leadership, the Senate will continue to be a do-nothing place in which they don't take votes and in which they allow the president to simply do things by fiat. Time has come to stop it and to get back to the point of actually doing things our founding fathers wanted, which was to have a representative form in a republic in which elected individuals make the rules and the laws, not the bureaucrats. And the only way to make that happen is to have the Republicans take control of the United States Senate and retire Harry Reid.
And finally, Governor, I mean, just any reflections on the size of the victory tonight for you? It was a five-way race, and yet you were clearly you just didn't win. You obviously just went all the way.
Well, it's because of a team effort, and it's because of the message that we tried to send, which was we wanted people to vote for us because they believed in what we had to do, and they thought that we could get results. And that's what we have to deliver now. We've got to deliver results in November, and then we've got to get in and we've got to make commitments and plans in which we actually do something in Washington, D.C. And that's what I'm committing to do. And I think that's what the people of South Dakota wanted. Look, Republicans, all five of us, have the same basic principles. It's a matter of personal style, and it's a matter of the type of a campaign we wanted to run. My campaign is sharing what I want to do. The other folks are good people. They just simply wanted the same job that I wanted. That doesn't make them bad people. It just means they had the same desires that we did to make America better.
All right, Governor. Congratulations. Thanks a million. And no rest for the weary. Off you go again. Get ready for the fall.
Absolutely. It starts tomorrow.
All right, sir. Have a great day. Thanks a million for getting back to us.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.